We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You're here back in the Fantasy Bar. Wednesday is here. That means the six-pack is back with six of my favorite plays for you on FanDuel and DraftKings, including some great spots I want to target with a bunch of left-handed bats. So no stacks tonight, but a bunch of spots you can certainly stack up. Some guys I think are underpriced on this slate. A starting pitcher in a great spot in a good matchup. And a beast of the night that's got some wind helping aid his cause. Who are we talking about? Only one way to find out. It's time to belly up to the Fantasy Bar. Welcome in, guys. Wednesday edition, Beers Daily Fantasy Six Pack. Good to be back here once again in the Fantasy Bar. I've got six of my favorite plays ready for you for the Wednesday night slate on FanDuel and DraftKings. Thank you, as always, for stopping by and checking out today's video. Before we get to the plays, take a second, click that thumbs up button, subscribe to the channel so you don't miss any of the content. Pints and Picks back tonight with two bets I really like in MLB for tonight. So make sure you're checking that out. Quick 1 minute video with my two favorite bets. So get subscribed, hit that notification bell so you don't miss any of the content. All right, let's get into it here tonight. I've got a bunch of left-handed bats that I am looking at tonight. Didn't give you any stacks, but I think every one of these teams is certainly stackable if you want to go that route here on the slate tonight. So giving you some options here. Let's start out with Evan Carter of Texas. So Carter cooled off a little bit here after a hot start. What's that done? It's brought the prices down a little bit. And generally that means the ownership will follow as well. So only going to give you again one bat from this team. But I do like the stack here, especially against a higher end pitcher. Those are stacks that generally go a little bit ignored. And Carter been solid against right-handed pitching. Woba over 350. Nice power number as well with that ISO at 233. Now Miller on the other side been very solid, but does show some vulnerability with the power, especially from left-handed bats, seeing a 42% fly ball rate to lefties, a 58% hard contact rate. So solid power mix there. And the batting average on balls in play for Miller under 100. So been a bit lucky. That number likely to rise. Some production comes from these left-handed bats. I think Evan Carter bounces back. It's a big night here against Bryce Miller. All right, let's go to the other side of that game with Seattle with the red-hot Cal Raleigh. But we'll knock out your catcher spot here on DraftKings, and this is certainly a guy you're going to want to look at right now. Red-hot coming into this game. 9 hits, 4 home runs, and 9 RBI for him over just the last 5 games alone. Shows great power against righties as he does year in and year out. 231 the ISO dating back to the start of last season. Solid woba there as well for him. And John Gray has always had issues with left-handed hitters, and we're seeing it once again this season. 391 woba, ISO at 222, barrel rate above 21%. But the biggest number and a shocker here, the hard contact rate for John Gray, 87% to left-handed hitters. Not a good number. Great spot here for Cal Raleigh to stay hot in this matchup in a good hitter's park here in Texas. All right, let's get you another left-handed bat I'm liking tonight. We are rolling with Michael Busch of the Cubs. So a couple tough days for Michael Busch in some good spots, and that's going to lead to generally lower ownership. We know what have you done for me lately is very real with a lot of newer players here. So let's take advantage with Busch, who by far leads this Cubs team in both woba and ISO against righty. Some very impressive numbers for him this season, especially that ISO way up at 362. Now, Eric Eddie, very limited sample here. That sample not been great, especially against lefties. Woba over 420, giving up some hard contact as well at over 45%. Great bounce back spot at Michael Busch at potential low ownership tonight against the Houston Astros. All right, let's get you my favorite starting pitcher for Wednesday night. We are going Reynaldo Lopez of Atlanta. A good spot here for Lopez, who has been great to open up the season. Now it's another good spot here against the Miami Marlins. 18 strikeouts for him over the first three starts for Lopez. Six innings in every one of those starts and 94 pitches in each of the last two starts. So should pitch deeper into this game. Has the benefit of the Braves lineup behind him, providing some run support. Who you like tonight? Obviously, Braves, Coors Field, we're not going to touch you tonight. Too easy. But back to this Miami lineup. Overall, middle of the pack in strikeouts against right-handed pitching. But you look at this projected starting lineup, and I'm seeing five hitters with a strikeout rate above 26% here. Also, as a team, we're talking bottom six in ISO, WOBA, and WRC+. So as we know, just not a lot of punch in this Miami lineup. Plenty of strikeouts available here. Love the spot for Reynaldo Lopez. All right, back to the bats. One of my favorite buy lows here with Dalton Varsho of Toronto. Now, not your traditional buy low down into 2Ks, things like that. But even at 35 and 3,100, this guy feels a little bit underpriced. So let's take advantage. Great start to the season against right-handed pitching, especially in the power department. ISO above 300 is absolutely elite. 373 WOBA to go with that number. And Marsh, just not a big strikeout guy. We know strikeouts are a big concern with Dalton Varsho. Strikeout rate near 30% against right-handed pitching. Well, Marsh just a 15.5% strikeout rate. So Varsho should get plenty of opportunities to put the ball in play here, potentially put one into the stands. And Marsh, numbers are decent against lefties, but has been a little bit lucky. Batting average on balls in play sitting at just 218. We'll get some regression there. It could start as early as tonight. Take advantage with the underpriced Dalton Varsho. All right, it's time. Take a look at my favorite play for Wednesday night. Before we do that, let's continue our Beast of the Night contest. Click the thumbs up button and head to the comment section and guess fantasy points for my highest scoring hitter. Going to give you five bats. Just need a fantasy point output number on FanDuel tonight. If your guess is the closest, we're going to give you a free week of Roto-Grinders Premium just for hanging out in the fantasy bar. Let's wrap it up with my favorite play for Wednesday night. You know, Mass, Beast of the Night. All right, Beast Time, we'll continue the theme here of all the left-handed bats I like on this slate tonight that are not in Coors Field or the Atlanta Braves. And we are rolling with Juan Soto of the Yankees, tonight's Beast of the Night. So I love the leverage we could get here. Again, we keep mentioning Coors Field. Too easy. We're not going to give you bats from that game. Atlanta in another good spot. So this could be some leverage off of people spending up in those spots and a big weather edge here for Juan Soto. We know the benefit of that short porch in New York. Now we have projected winds blowing out at 15 to 20 miles per hour to right field. So he gets one up in the air. That ball likely carries into the stands here. But outside of the wind, we know Soto been fantastic against righties once again this season. WOBA over 430, ISO nearing 230 here. And Boyle on the other side, 380. WOBA allowed to left-handed hitters, giving up a ton of hard contact at over 55% here. Add everything up, the weather, Soto against righties, and Boyle struggles with lefties. Juan Soto, easily my favorite play on the board in tonight's Beast of the Night. All right, guys, that'll do it for our Wednesday night six-pack. As always, any comments, questions, or feedback, hit me up in that comment section right below the video. Don't forget, fantasy points for my highest scoring hitter on FanDuel for a shot at some free Roto-Grinders Premium. And check out my Pints and Picks video with two of my favorite MLB bets for tonight. For rotogrinders.com, I am Beer saying salut. Thank you so much for watching. Best of luck on the slate tonight. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for checking out our videos. Don't forget to subscribe to this channel for more DraftKings, FanDuel, and other DFS content. And you can check out our daily live show schedule on rotogrinders.com/videos.